Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 42. Harmony.
Few ponies in Bastion City knew that their prince had left, and that his younger sister was back and badly injured. For those who did, Commander Dreadstep among them, it was better that way. Sitting in his office just above the Grand Meeting Hall, Dreadstep was beginning to feel all his years of service catching up with him. The feeling was heightened by the presence of Captain Vanguard Clash. It seemed that a lot of the major events during these days involved Special Operations' youngest captain. From the look of things, that trend was going to continue. He felt a little envious, especially as he saw how calmly Vanguard Clash seemed to take things. "Whatever these elements of harmony are supposed to be, it is necessary to keep these chosen together," he told Vanguard. "They will be temporarily formed into their own squad. Given your history so far with them, I am assigning them to your command."
"Yes, sir,"
was Vanguard's neutral reply. "Good. Dismissed." With that, Vanguard Clash turned and walked out of the office without so much as a flinch. Dreadstep suppressed a sigh. How long ago was it when being at the precipice of a major battle left him excited? Such was not the case anymore. He was fretting. Like some pony's grandfather fussing over trivial things, he was in his office worrying, instead of waiting impatiently for some action. He had served under the Legion's ageless leader, even when he was still a colt. 3 times he had been stationed in a place where Prince Dorado commanded personally. Equestria's unyielding gray sentinel seemed capricious at times, but he had always done what was best for Equestria's defense. If Prince Dorado decided to leave Bastion City to take care of an important matter, as Captain Vanguard Clash had reported earlier, then it must surely be for the best. The best, however, was a rather precarious situation at the moment. First, there was the sudden trait of royalty that Bastion City now harbored. Instead of being assured that Prince Dorado would be there should Fenrir lead the charge, the city now had to play refuge to a badly injured Princess Luna. Dreadstep seldom felt anything for the Wolven, save for disgust and contempt, but now he marveled at Wolven honor, an aspect of his enemy that he had never paid attention to before. All Wolven possessed a heightened sense of smell, more so their king, who, as Prince Dorado had mentioned, had managed to pick up Princess Luna's scent from miles away. Given the unabashed lust that Fenrir had for the Princess of the Night, it was nothing short of a miracle that he had not stormed the front gate in a whirlwind of frost and fangs. The pact held Fenrir in check, even with his prize so close and defenseless. Dreadstep had to hand it to the King of Wolvengard. Restraint and honor were not things he would have associated with a 20-foot-tall monster. Wolven honor only got them so far, however. Wolven cunning meant that Fenrir would use every available loophole to his favor to take Bastion City and Princess Luna. That led to the strangest weapon in the Wolven's arsenal, this so-called Nightmare Moon, who was somehow possessing the former legionnaire, Pyre Valor. Against her, Prince Dorado had left instructions that the Elements of Harmony be prepared to fight as a group. The Elements of Harmony happened to be the 6 chosen that Vanguard Clash had been tending to since Fangbreaker's fall. It all didn't sit in well with Dreadstep. The Elements of Harmony didn't quite give him the assurance that a few hundred reinforcing legionnaires did. What could 6 chosen ponies with less than a month of being in the Legion, let alone combat experience, possibly do against a former Special Operations Unicorn Mage, empowered by some spirit that the Wolven practically worshipped? A look into the record so far was also far from reassuring. Out of all of them, Legionnaire Twilight Sparkle seemed the most promising. She was the constant talk among the Unicorn Mage captains for a quick rise in personal power, as well as her very frequent spars with her seniors. She was also known for not being very social with her fellow Legionnaires, and for transforming from being a quiet, meek pony to a veritable spell-casting monster during spars. Dreadstep had first thought that Vanguard Clash had somehow found Pyre Valor's sister, another very driven, very powerful pony, who neither made nor wanted any more friends beyond a small circle of them. Mage Captain Owlsight likely agreed, as he had recommended that Twilight Sparkle be transferred to a Special Operations squad. Twilight Sparkle was too powerful to be a rank-and-file unicorn mage, firing energy bolts like the others. She needed to be placed strategically, where a well-placed spell did the most damage. Dreadstep had talked to Vanguard Clash about it. The young captain insisted that Twilight Sparkle needed more time before being placed in special operations. He had agreed, but he wasn't quite convinced by Vanguard's assessment. He knew delaying tactics when he heard them. How Twilight Sparkle continued to perform will decide his decision on that matter. Legionnaire Rainbow Dash was another fast learner. Dreadstep couldn't help but entertain the idea that both Rainbow Dash and Twilight Sparkle were misplaced by Princess Celestia and should have been Barrierland's ponies from the start. It was seldom that Flight Captain Tailwind ever saw potential among the Legion's Pegasi recruits. The last time she did was with Scarlet Rabbit, who is still the Northern Legion's best flyer. He was inclined to believe that Rainbow Dash would match that potential, perhaps even exceed it. She was currently out of action, however, having been whipped for disobeying orders in battle. He shook his head at that, but Scarlet Rabbit was no stranger to the whip either. There was also Legionnaire Applejack, the third of the Chosen who were out in the front lines. Not as spectacular as her friends, but she was doing well. She was out of action as well, having been gravely injured recently. But Dreadstep was glad to find out that it was for a good thing, saving her friend, as opposed to recklessness and insubordination. How she was already moving about would remain a mystery. She may not show a great deal of potential like Twilight Sparkle and Rainbow Dash, but Dreadstep considered her more stable. Some stability should be a good thing for both the Legion and these elements of harmony. Then there were the other three. Legionnaire Fluttershy was a medic, albeit one who had survived Redbrand's scrutiny and temper so far. That should mean something. However, Legionnaire Pinkie Pie was a cook, and Legionnaire Rarity was a smith's apprentice. Vital roles, but not exactly frontline material. How did they all fit into fighting the monster that destroyed Fangbreaker's gates with impunity? Nevertheless, Dreadstep had them all separated from their units for now, grouped together, and then placed on standby. He just hoped that they could perform, should Nightmare Moon show up. Lookouts were reporting that the Wolven were getting restless again. It didn't help that a large group of them had arrived as reinforcements from Fangbreaker Fortress. An attack could be well underway. When he had first heard that his friends were going to be gathered together as a unit and kept on standby, Spike was overjoyed. It felt like a lifetime since they were together for a long period of time. He could only imagine the sort of conversations that would fly about with so many experiences being thrown at them left and right, how every pony was getting along with the Legion, Applejack's strange encounter, Princess Luna's sudden arrival. So many things. The reality did not even come close to living up to his expectations. Instead of a fond reunion, what he got was an awkward gathering of ponies. Every pony had their gear on, from Twilight and Rarity's mage coats to Applejack's medium barding. Rarity even had those strange set of crystal-embedded blades which were now circling lazily above her. When Twilight had asked to try and hold one earlier, the blade shot out the moment the magic surrounding it went from white to purple, and then buried itself deeply into a wall, just a few inches from Fluttershy's face. Spike couldn't help but sigh. They were told to stay together in their quarters and expect an imminent attack. It seemed that that was the only reason they were together, as opposed to being friends and missing one another. Twilight sat by one corner of the room, her nose buried in yet another spellbook. Spike approached her in an effort to get her to talk with her friends.
"Not now, Spike," Twilight said when he tapped her shoulder. "I'm trying to get these spells down before Pyre Valor attacks."
"Pyre who?"
Spike asked in confusion.
"Pyre Valor, she..."
Twilight stopped herself, suddenly aware of why Spike didn't recognize the name.
"I mean Nightmare Moon,"
she amended more quietly.
"Prince Tirado expects us to deal with Nightmare Moon if she tries to attack the city again."
She looked around worriedly.
"I don't know how we're going to do that. We don't even have the elements of harmony with us. The only thing we can do is improve on what we can use and hope for the best."
"Twilight, who's this Pyre?"
Spike insisted.
"She's..."
Twilight shook her head irritably.
"She's the pony that Nightmare Moon is possessing."
"Then we should try to free her,"
Spike said.
"Just like you freed Princess Luna, right?"
"No!"
Twilight snapped. Seeing the frightened look on Spike's face, she tried to calm herself before going on.
"She's different. Pyre Valor wants to do this. Nightmare Moon's just helping her."
Seeing the unconvinced look on Spike's face, she went on.
She tried to burn Vanguard up, and then betrayed Fangbreaker Fortress. How many ponies are dead because of her?
Then what are you planning to do once you meet her again?
Spike asked.
Kill her?
Twilight
hesitated.
I will,
she finally answered, much to his horror.
We'll drive out Nightmare Moon somehow, and if Pyre Valor won't surrender, then I'll do it.
She didn't even meet his gaze as she said so. For a moment, Spike wanted to burn up those books she was reading. All those lethal combat spells were starting to affect Twilight. It was just a couple weeks ago when she would have angrily refused to kill any pony. With that, Twilight went back to reading. Spike didn't have anything to say to that, so he left her alone to head on over to Applejack, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, and Rarity. To his relief, the four of them were glad to be together. He looked over his shoulder towards another pony who was making things difficult. Rainbow Dash sat by another corner, as far away from Applejack as possible. She hadn't come back to their shared quarters ever since Applejack had been injured. Spike only found out later from Vanguard Clash that she had been staying in Flight Dreadwing's barracks for the past 3 days. Her back was wrapped in bandages, and she refused to say anything when questioned about them. Whenever any pony approached, she looked away and mumbled her answers. Every pony, after each giving it a try, decided to let her be. Perhaps when her physical wounds healed, so would whatever was troubling her. As the minutes passed, Applejack eventually lost her temper.
"Darn it, Rainbow! What in the hay is wrong with you?"
she demanded. Her barding jingled as she slammed her hoofs against the wall by either side of Rainbow's head, pinning the sky blue pony in place.
"Look at me, darn it!"
Despite Applejack's face just a few inches away from hers, Rainbow looked down without so much as a shadow of resistance.
"What do you want from me, Applejack?"
she mumbled.
"I want you to talk to me. What happened to you?"
"Applejack, calm down," Rarity said.
Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie looked on worriedly, both afraid of another violent confrontation between Applejack and Rainbow, like the last time. There was no response. Applejack's face twisted with emotion. She didn't want this. Even Spike didn't want this. He would have preferred an angry, confrontational Rainbow Dash instead of this husk of a pony. Applejack's outburst had only served to completely shut Rainbow down. With a snort of frustration, she turned around, realizing she was probably making things worse. Spike could only look on helplessly. Just what would it take to get things right? "I don't know how we're supposed to beat Nightmare Moon if she shows up," Applejack said quietly once she rejoined the others. "Even if we did have the Elements of Harmony with us, we're not in harmony at all." She suddenly paused, as if hearing words that no pony else could.
"Applejack, are you all right?"
Rarity asked.
"What? Oh, sorry. I was just thinking."
Rarity frowned slightly in annoyance before continuing. Right next to her, Pinkie and Fluttershy had their own conversation.
"Like I was saying, I'm really quite surprised at how flexible metal can be. I just wish it didn't take so much heat and pounding to shape it. Hammerchain said I'm improving quickly, and if I keep up my pace, he might let me work with Nightsteel soon."
Applejack was only half listening. While Spike sat and listened carefully, he saw her attention occasionally going back to Rainbow and Twilight sitting by themselves.
"Nightsteel?" she asked, absentmindedly. "What's that? Some hoity-toity version of normal steel?"
"Certainly not," Rarity answered indignantly. "Nightsteel is a much stronger metal, superior to normal steel in every way. Naturally, it's much rarer, thus only used for exceptional sets of barding. You should be familiar with it, Applejack. Captain Clash wears a suit of one almost all the time."
"Oh, you mean that black metal barding?"
Applejack said. The mention of the barding piqued her interest.
"So that's what it's called. I'm going to wear a set of my own one day. You said it was rare, so that means it's expensive. How much are we talking about here?"
"It's not just a matter of bits, Applejack," Rarity replied. "The Equestrian Legion controls the production of Nightsteel. You need to have done something truly heroic in its eyes if you want one of its smiths to be commissioned to make you one."
"So that means Vanguard did something heroic before," Applejack mused. "Not surprising there." Spike watched as the Earth Pony's eyes seemed to glaze over in deep thought. Some kind of dazed smile curved her lips.
"What was that?"
Rarity suddenly asked, suspiciously.
"What was what?" "You had a funny look in your eyes just a moment ago, and..."
"Oh, dear."
Applejack raised an eyebrow.
"A funny look? What in tarnation are you talking about?"
Rarity's eyes narrowed as she stared at Applejack. Then she glanced at Twilight, who was completely immersed in her reading, as if she was not looking at a potential disaster.
"Applejack," she said, "there are a lot of complications among us, if you've noticed."
Applejack followed Rarity's glance.
"Is that what you call it?"
she said in a low tone. "Problems is more like it."
"That being said, I don't think creating more is a good idea."
"Of course not. Why would any pony think that making more problems is a good idea? I'm not dense, Rarity."
Rarity stared blankly at Applejack for a second. Then she let out a sigh.
"Never mind," she said. "Perhaps this one will go away on its own. I hope."
Before Applejack could say anything else, all of them heard the sound of horns blowing at a distance. Twilight quickly shut her book and stood up.
"We're under attack," she said.
For the first time since she was ordered to stay in their quarters and wait with her friends, Rainbow Dash perked up at the prospect of an attack. The others were quick to notice this as well. There was no excited grin on her face, just a grim, determined look. Spike felt that he should be approving of the improvement. It seemed that Rainbow was no longer delighted by the prospect of fighting and killing. However, all he felt was more apprehension. The door to their quarters opened, revealing Vanguard Clash and Scarlet Rabbit. The two of them were partly covered in snow. Past the doors, a blizzard was howling in force.
"Let's move out," Vanguard said.
"Welcome to Special Operations, every pony," Scarlet said enthusiastically. "This definitely calls for a party after this fight."
"For the last time, Scarlet, they are not joining Special Operations,"
Vanguard admonished. Scarlet didn't seem to hear Vanguard as he hovered next to Rainbow.
"Speaking of celebrations, ready for another round tonight?" he asked her. "We have to get some of the stronger stuff this time. That bottle of Stormbrew's average stuff barely made a dent on you."
"Scarlet!"
Rainbow said in a panic.
"Not here!"
"Is that what you've been doing these past 3 days?"
Applejack asked incredulously.
"Drinking? Why?"
Vanguard put a hoof on Applejack's shoulder and turned her towards the door.
"Not now,"
he said sternly.
"Get to the northern gates as a group. Scarlet, one more word, and I'm clapping you in irons."
Applejack shot Rainbow a look, silently telling her that they'll deal with this later. As the group made their way through the blizzard, Twilight ran at the forefront, a mixture of concern and anticipation granting her speed that surprised her. This blizzard was strangely familiar. She had experienced this before. This was... Then it hit them, a paralyzing fear that stopped them in their tracks. Behind her, Twilight saw Fluttershy collapse, while the others seemed unable to move.
"King Fenrir!"
she managed to gasp.
He's spreading that fear again."
Vanguard took a labored step forward.
"Damn! We can't fight like this. Without the prince, there's no way to neutralize it."
He took another step forward.
"He's not even attacking directly,"
he growled.
"Cunning dog. He's beating our defenses just by standing there."
Panicked cries from up ahead told them that the rest of the Legion was experiencing the same problem. To make things worse, the howls of thousands of Wolven joined the blizzard's howling as the attack commenced.
"We've lost," Twilight thought in despair. "The Wolven will break through, and we won't even be able to put up a fight."
She tried desperately to fight off the wrenching fear. Her heart was pounding wildly, her insides wrestled with each other, and her legs trembled violently, but she managed to take another step. The effort alone was draining. She was about to collapse in utter defeat when she heard it. It was a neigh. A clarion, melodious neigh broke through the cacophony of howls. The intensity of the blizzard lessened, and a great portion of the crushing fear was lifted from Twilight's shoulders. She saw the others stand up, look at each other in amazement,
and then search for the source of that neigh. They all turned and noticed where it had come from. On one street leading to the northern gates, Princess Luna walked defiantly against the winds. She was wrapped in bandages, and she was breathing heavily. She also walked with a limp on one of her forelegs, but none of those things detracted from the awe that she inspired from those who saw her. A crackling aura of dark magical energy surrounded her as she continued to walk forward.
"Fight on, Legion!" Luna cried out. "I will not let you fall while my brother is away!"
The nearby legionnaires shouted in unison and pressed onward. The blizzard had not completely subsided, and Twilight still felt a twinge of fear coming from the King of Wolvengard. The shout, she realized, was not just to cheer on Princess Luna, but also to gather their own courage. She gave a shout of her own, one mirrored by her friends behind her, and pressed on. For Applejack, seeing and hearing Princess Luna's defiant neigh only hammered home a point she had long since considered. "We can't lose now," she thought. "Every pony's been fighting so hard. There's just too much counting on us." She looked to her friends. Their friendship itself was in danger, and they were about to be thrust into a fight that they were definitely not prepared for. Rainbow was injured. Fluttershy, Rarity, and Pinky had yet to get into a fight, while Twilight was acting very strangely. Somehow, she had to protect all of them, even without the elements of harmony.
Astralis Neveth Arryn.
"I know, Your Majesty," Applejack thought. "How's that going to help? She said she was going to give me a gift, but what is it? What should I do?"
The group approached the northern gates at last. From the sounds, they realized that the battle had already started. Bolts and spells flew from the walls, while the air was filled with both snarls and neighs. A section of the ramparts to the left of the gates was suddenly engulfed in flames. Applejack winced as she heard the cries of agony coming from the pony defenders that were caught in the blast. She saw one blazing pony teeter from the edge and fall into a smoldering heap to the bottom of the wall. She looked at the flames and saw the figure of a pony emerge from the blast.
"She's here," Twilight said.
She was also looking at the figure. Applejack strained to hear the words.
"Pyre Valor."
Nightmare Moon watched as Bastion City's defenders backed away from her. She laughed as a few shot at her with bolts, only to have the projectiles incinerated with black flame before they were even close.
"Thank you for making things easy, Princess Luna,"
she called out to the injured Alicorn.
"But Fenrir insists that we destroy everything first before we drag you to him."
A torrent of white-hot flame suddenly sped towards Nightmare Moon. Though a little surprised at the boldness of the attack, she remained on guard and matched it with her flame. She looked towards the source of the spell and snarled.
"Twilight Sparkle again! That mare is an unending pest!"
She could feel Pyre Valor's presence rise up within her. Not this again. What was it with that purple unicorn that infuriated her host so much?
"You will stay out of this one, Pyre Valor. I will deal with Twilight Sparkle myself."
"You can try, Nightmare Moon," Pyre Valor replied. "Kill the rest, but I know that I will have to be the one to crush that arrogant mare myself. We shall see."
With that, Nightmare Moon adorned herself with a wreath of black flames and jumped towards her foes.